各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace with y'all, brothers and sisters.
啊，感谢主啊！从2006年开始呢，啊，嘉联安排杨志豪传道来温哥华教会协助圣工。
Thank the grace of the Lord. From 2006, the GA arranged for preacher Timothy Young to be here with us.
那杨传道就今天已经来到我们温哥华教会。
And Preacher Young has arrived today in Vancouver.
那今天晚上我们也要请他来帮我们啊证道啊，见证他的经啊圣经的道理。
And tonight we ask him to share the truth in the Bible with us.
那杨传道本来也是属于我们啊加拿大啊卡加利教会的一个弟兄。
Before Preacher Young was a brother in our Calgary Church.
他在1998年参加联总的啊海外宣道班的传道训练。
And he was in evangelical training in 1998.
那在2003年呢？啊，安立为传道。
And he was ordained as a preacher in 2003.
啊，并且注目在啊南非的真耶稣教会。
And he was in a True Jesus Church in South Africa.
那同时也是协助整个啊会议座的宣道啊开拓的工作。
He was also in charge of the evangelical services there.
那从2006年呢啊开始，他就回归啊，回到我们加拿大的联络处，并且啊成为一个全职的传道。
In 2006, he returned to Canada and became a full-time preacher.
那从4月1号到6月20号呢，就会在我们温哥华教会。
And from April the 1st to April 21st, he will be with us in Vancouver Church.
那接着会有3个月的时间呢，到东部多伦多蒙特罗去巡牧教会。
In the following 3 months, he will be in Toronto and Montreal.
那在9月中呢，会再回到我们温哥华教会来。
And in mid-September, he will return to Vancouver Church.
所以在这段期间呢，他将带领我们教会的所有的事工的事务。
And so during this time he is here, he will help us with.Our church work here.
那我们也希望在这段时间呢，我们也跟杨传道多多的学习。
And during this time, let us learn from him.
那今天晚上我们就请杨传道来分享他的见证。
And tonight we asked him to have his sharing with us.
啊，杨传道，请。
哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹、长老、执事，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace with all brothers and sisters and elders.
啊，首先小弟非常高兴可以再次回到温哥华跟大家见面，一起来敬拜神。
First, I will say I'm very happy to be here in Vancouver again to worship the Lord together.
啊，小弟第一次来，如果没有记错，应该是1993年的时候，就跟有一些在座的弟兄姐妹有见过面。
If I do not remember wrong, I came here first in 1993.
当时来参加这里的 NYCW.
And here I attended the NYCW.
一个青年的活动。
It was an activity for the youth.
过了十几年，这一次有机会再次回到来跟大家见面。
And some years later, I have the chance to meet with you again.
我觉得是神的恩典。
I think this is a blessing of God.
因为我在我们的一生当中会遇上很多的人。
Because in our lifetime, we'll meet up with many people.
有一些。只会见一两次就没有办法再遇上了。
For some people, we'll meet once and never again.
但是如果以前认识，今天再遇上，这应该是特别亲切，特别是神的带领。
And if we meet before and we can meet again, it is a blessing of God.
今天晚上跟大家一起来分享的是点着我的灯。
And tonight my topic will be keep my lamp light.
如果有人问人类的第一个发明是什么
？If somebody asks you what is the first invention of humankind,
很可能是灯啊。
It is very likely the lamp.
当然，以前的灯不是现在的灯。
Of course, the lamp before is not like the light bulb today.
以前一个火把就是一个灯了。
In ancient times, a torch would be light.
以前的祖先，原始人躲在山洞里面，一定有一个火把才有办法看得到。
Our ancient ancestors used torch in the caves to see.
你想想看，如果今天晚上没有灯的话，我们这个聚会就没有那么舒服了。
And if you think tonight if we do not have light, we won't be so comfortable in this chapel.
我们去开拓区晚上聚会。都不用翻圣经。
And so in our night services, we will not need to look through the Bible.
不是我圣经很熟，都背得出来，而是翻圣经也看不到，只有一支小蜡烛，一个会堂里面看不清楚。
And it is not because I know the Bible thoroughly, it is because with only one candle, we cannot read the Bible.
所以没有灯很不方便。
So without light, it is very inconvenient.
有一次在开拓区，在 New Pioneering Area.
And there was once a New Pioneering Area.
晚上要上厕所。
At night, I need to use the bathroom.
但是没有电，没有灯。
However, there were no electricity or light.
因为很挤，还是要去。
But it was urgent, so I needed to go.
结果去完了。
And after that,
因为没有灯，就回来的时候发觉为什么那个房子多了一只羊在门口呢？
And because it did not have light, I wondered why was there a sheep in front of the house?
原来摸黑啊，摸错地方了。
And because I felt the wrong place.
跑到信徒的邻居家里。
And I went to the neighboring house.
啊，吓死自己。
And I was very scared.
所以呢，没有灯很不方便。
So it has been inconvenient to not have light.
但是灯有很多种。
But there are very different kinds of light.
有我们普通的这种电灯。
They are the normal kind of light bulb.
有漂亮一点的水晶灯。
And they're also the crystal lights.
但是呢，最重要的灯并不是代表它漂不漂亮而已。
But the most important aspect is not whether or not a light is pretty.
最重要的是它有没有亮。
The most important aspect is whether or not it is bright.
我们来看一节经节。
Let us turn to the Bible.
诗篇第十八篇。
Psalms chapter 18.
诗篇。
Psalms.
第十八篇。
Chapter 18.
诗篇第十八篇。
Psalms chapter 18.
我们看二十八节。
Let us look at verse 28.
诗篇十八篇二十八节。
Psalms 18:28.
你必点着我的灯，耶和华我的神必照明我的黑暗。
You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning, and my God turns my darkness into light.
我觉得这一节经节非常的好。
I think this is a very good verse.
圣经里面形容我们跟神的关系有很多种。
And the Bible describes our relationship with God as many different kinds.
有父亲、儿子。
There's the father and the son.
主人、仆人。
The master and the servant.
丈夫、妻子。
The husband and the wife.
君王、百姓。
The king and his people.
但是这里用另外一个层面来形容我们跟神的关系。
But here, and it describes our relationship in a different way.
就是说你，就是你就是神。
Here, the you is our Lord.
神要点着我的灯。
The Lord must keep my lamp burning.
神是看着那个灯的那个人，在照顾这个灯的那个人。
Our Lord is the one who lights the lamp and summons the lamp.
我们就是那一盏灯。
And we are the lamp.
今天我们可能比较难体会这种关系啊。
Today it is more difficult for us to understand this relationship.
但是如果我们跑去比较落后的地区啊。
But however, if we go to a more inconvenient place.
他们灯不是电灯，是活水灯 ，kerosene lamp 啊。
And they don't use electric light bulbs, they use kerosene lamp.
我去那边每天晚上天黑之前就看到一个弟兄在那边把这个灯要擦要磨要加火水慢慢把这个灯准备好黑暗才会来。
And so every night I will see this brother oiling this lamp and polishing this lamp.
所以我们是一盏灯。
So we are the lamp.
神是照顾这一盏灯的人。
And our Lord is the one who takes care of this lamp.
如果我们明白这个关系的话
if we understand this relationship,
就会领会到一些道理。
Then we will understand some of the truth behind it.
这个灯代表什么呢？
What does this lamp represent?
今天晚上我们先讲两点。
Let us touch upon two points tonight.
第一点呢，这个灯可以代表我们肉体的生命。
First, it can represent our physical life.
我们看同一章啊，诗篇第十八篇呢。
Let us look at Psalms 18.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
十八篇第十七节。
Chapter 18, verse 17.
这里说他救我脱离我的劲敌和那些恨我的人。因为他们比我强盛。
17. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me.
我遭遇躁乱的日子，他们来攻击我，但耶和华是我的依靠。
They confronted me in the days of my disaster, but the Lord was my support.
他要领我到宽阔之处，他就把我因他喜悦我。
19. He brought me out into the spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me.
大卫为什么他一生里面感受了神的恩典那么多？
Why did David receive so much blessing from God?
我们今天认为什么是神的恩典？
What do we think of as blessings of God?
我们认为事情顺利，没有什么事情发生，主耶稣保守很平安，都是神的恩典。
We think if everything goes smooth in our life, we have no troubles, then it is the blessing of God.
如果这是对的话，
If this is true,
大卫一生就很没有神的恩典了。
Then David does not have God's blessing in his life.
因为他遇到不顺利的时候太多了。
Because he has come across many troubles in his life.
遇到困难的时候太多了。
And he has come across many hardships.
跟他作对的人太多了。
And also many enemies.
要害死他的人太多了。
And many people that want to persecute him.
但是大卫这里说，大卫这里说。
But here David said.
神救我的命，脱离那些劲敌要害死我的人。
Here David said God rescued him from his enemies.
我常常会遇到灾难，但是神呢都会救拔我。
He often meets with disasters, but God saves him.
所以当我们的肉体的生命得到受到危险的时候。 别人害我们的时候，大卫就是说我的灯快要灭了。
So when our physical life is in danger, like David said, our lamp is about to die out.
但是在二十八节，大卫要说，神点着我的灯，我的灯快要灭的时候，我快没有命的时候，神再次让我活过来，我的生命得到保存。
But here in verse 28, David said, God keeps his lamp burning, and the time is in danger, he keeps his life burning.
所以这一盏灯可以代表神维持着我们肉体的生命。
So this lamp can represent God preserving our physical life.
我们不要以为每天可以活过来，每天可以早上醒过来是一件理所当然的事。
We must not take for granted for waking up every day.
我们是生命非常的脆弱。
Our life is very fragile.
生命就像一盏灯，可以亮，也可以不亮。
Our life is like a lamp. It can be bright and it can be dim.
大家没有发觉，当我们换一个灯泡的时候，为什么？哎，这个不是前几个才换过吗？一下就没有。
And we often see we just change the light bulb and why is it dim already?
啊，昨天还很亮了，今天就不亮了，就丢了。
Just yesterday was very bright and now it is dim.
今天还站在这边很健康的。
Just today, we're just standing here very healthy.
可能明天就感冒跑不起床了。
Maybe the next day we'll be falling ill and bedridden.
你常常听到某某弟兄姐妹或者亲戚朋友，前一阵子不是还见过面，还很好吗？
We often hear a relative or a friend that we just seen not too long ago.
突然间又得到重病了。
And they'll often fall ill.
或者是遇到大的意外。
Or come across a great accident.
或者是你看到他的时候，已经不是他以前那个样子了。
Or the next time you see him, he'd be different.
或者是你没有机会再看到他了。
Or maybe you do not have the opportunity to see him again.
我相信十三，我上次来以前来一九九三年到现在也啊十几年，也有一些人不在，有一些人走了，说不定了。
And maybe during this time that I was last here in 1993, some people have left this place.
我们看传道书第十一章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
传道书第十一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
啊，这里传道者也说。
Here he says.
传道书第十一章
Ecclesiastes chapter 11,
第八节
Verse 8,
第八节
Verse 8,
人活多年就当快乐多年，然而也当想到黑暗的日子，因为这日子必多，所要来的都是虚空。请读。
However many years in a man may live, let him enjoy them all, but let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. Everything is to come is meaningless.
这里圣经鼓励我们活着的时候要快快乐乐。
Here in the Bible encourages us to be happy in the days we live.
啊，快乐并不只是说享受一些物质才快乐的。
Happiness does not mean having material needs.
快乐可以是内在，从里面出来的。
Happiness can come from the inner.
啊，我们的环境可能没有改变，但是心态要改变。
Maybe our surrounding environment does not change, but our attitudes.
所以常常有人说，快乐也是一天，不快乐也是一天，不如活得看开一点，快乐一点。
So some people say, if you live happily, it's one day. If you live sorrow, it is one day. So might as well live happily.
这里也说，然而也要想到黑暗的日子。
And here it says, but remember the days of darkness.
因为这个日子必多。
Because there will be many.
什么叫做黑暗的日子？
What are the days of darkness?
当这个肉体的灯完结了，烧完了，用完了，肉体的生命结束了。
It is when the physical life comes to an end, the life stops burning.
就进到黑暗的日子了。
And that is the days of darkness.
所以这个肉体这一盏灯啊，会随着年纪而改变。
So this physical body of lamp will change as we age.
上个礼拜小弟啊，回到卡加利啊。
Just last week I returned to Calgary.
因为对这次回到加拿大的感觉有点特别。
And I had a special feeling from returning to Canada this time.
又好像好陌生，但是又好像很熟悉。
I felt like a foreigner, but also very intimately related.
因为已经好多年啊，好几年，四五年没有回来加拿大了。
Because I haven't been in Canada for 4 or 5 years.
但是自己也曾经在这边住了十年、十几年。
But once I've lived here for over a decade.
所以去到卡加利。
So that time I went to Calgary.
啊，去到唐人街、中国城啊，办事情啊。
And I went to Chinatown to arrange some documents.
很奇妙，你有时候看到一些你很久没有见的人，但是你会认得，虽然他的面貌已经改变了。
And strangely, even though you haven't seen some people for a long time, you recognize them.
哎，这个杂货店的老板还在，但是为什么老了那么多
？And you'll see this.Grocery manager is still here, but however he's aged.
哎，这个银行里面的那个人，不是十几年前帮我开户口的吗？啊，现在头发少了很多了。
And you see, this bank teller was the one who opened my account 10 years ago.
哇，那个白头发也多了很多了。
And he has much more gray hair.
有一些人就见不到了。
And some people you won't see again.
啊，所以十年半年而已，就已经很特别，很差很远了。
And so it's only been 8 or 10 years, but it seems distant.
所以肉体啊，身体随着身体的状况、年龄的改变，会越来越。脆弱越来越变，越来越不一样。
So the physical body would change and deteriorate with age.
但是我们要问一个问题啊。
But however, we must ask a question.
虽然我们年纪大了，慢慢进到一个另外一个年龄层，但是神为什么留着我们的生命在这里呢
Even though we've aged and our body have changed, why has God continued to keep me here?
神为什么还留着这一盏灯呢？
Why has God continued to keep this lamp?
我们看约翰福音。
Let us turn to Gospel of John.
约翰福音第九章。
Gospel of John chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章。
Gospel of John chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章第十节。
Gospel of John chapter 9 verse 10.
第四节。
Verse 4.
约翰福音第九章第四节，趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来这的工；黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。
As long as the day is, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work.
就是说，这里强调为什么神给我们光，神给我们啊这个日白日。
So he emphasizes why God gave us day and light.
神给我们机会，要为他做点事。
Because God gave us this opportunity to do his work.
啊，在南非有一个弟兄。
There was a brother in South Africa.
他在1980年代就移民到南非了。
He immigrated to South Africa in 1980s.
但是那时候都没有教会。
But that time there were no churches there.
所以他也没有教会可以去啊。
So he had no church to go to.
也没有族内通婚这种事情。
And he did not have someone to marry within the church.
哦，所以也娶了一个外邦啊，没有信的。
And so he married an unbeliever.
从此呢，就把信仰放在旁边了。
And from that time on, he put his religion aside.
过了十几年，根本完全都没有聚会。
And after 10 some years, he did not go to services.
在家里也没有读圣经。
And did not read the Bible at home.
也没有祷告。
Nor did he pray.
根本在外表上已经跟一个没有信主的人也没有差多少了。
In his life, it did not differ from those of unbelievers.
但是神很爱他。
But however, God loved him.
啊，有一次。
And there was once.
他被抢匪用枪来打了很多枪。
He was shot.By robbers.
Bang 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 bang! 哇，这个枪啊，这个子弹真的像拍电影一样，三四个子弹穿破他的身体。
It was also like in a movie, a few three or four bullets went through him.
按理来说，应该是绝对没命的了。
And theoretically, he shouldn't have lived.
但是很奇妙。
But miraculously.
平常都不会祷告。
That time, usually he wouldn't pray.
平常都不会哈利路亚。
Usually he wouldn't say hallelujah.
一被枪打，马上哈利路亚。
But that time when the gun went off, he said hallelujah.
主啊，救我！
Lord save me.
这个大概是从儿童班那个时代的那些哈利路亚那些道理都跑出来。
Maybe this was instinct from the childhood lessons and RE seminars.
不要轻看儿童班了，是儿童班里以为没有听到什么，其实啊，到老还是记得。
So you must not look highly upon the youth classes.
一边哈利路亚，一边按着他的伤口，一边跑到楼下去，早上就把他送到医院。
And so he said hallelujah and pressed his wound and ran downstairs to the hospital.
他的太太赶到医院去看他。
His wife ran to the hospital to see him.
准备要做一个大的手术。
And they prepared for an operation.
还有一点清醒。
He was still half conscious.
跟他太太说。
And he said to his wife.
如果这次我没有死啊。
If this time I did not leave.
你跟两个孩子都要来信耶稣啊。
You and the two kids must come to believe in Jesus.
从来没有在这里祷告十几二十年了，竟然会讲这种话。
For 10 and 20 years he did not pray at home and he spoke these words.
因为他知道这盏灯快没有了。
Because he knew this lamp was going out.
这个灯绝对说快拿走了。
And this lamp, God was about to take away.
如果再不改变的话，大概就没有机会改变了。
If he was not to change, then God will not keep this lamp.
结果神留着他的性命。
And however, God kept his life.
很奇妙，医生都觉得奇怪，这个弹道啊，那个子弹好像会转弯，好几颗子弹都绕过那些重要的器官了。
Even the doctors felt these were very strange. A few bullets dodged the fatal organs.
绕过大动脉，绕过心脏，绕过那些重要的肺啊、肝啊那些器官。
And they went around all the important organs and all the arteries.
这个大难不死。
And he did not die in this great accident.
从此改变。
And he changed his life completely.
他知道神点着我的灯啊。
Because he knew God kept his light burning.
但我们今天不一定每一个人都有这种大的这种灾难啊，活过来的这种感受啊。
But of course, most of us will not have this kind of experience.
但是结果都是一样的。
But however, we'll have the same result.
起码在2006年3月31号的今天晚上，神还把我们的灯。继续点着。
On 2006 March 31st, today, God has kept us our light burning.
所以我们要问一个问题了。
So we must ask a question.
我们在家里都不会浪费电。
At home, we will not waste electricity.
我们来教会了，大概大部分人都会把家里的电灯关起来了，对不对
？And when we come to church, we usually turn off the lights in our house.
有用才会打开那个灯呢。
If it was used, we'll turn the lights.
没有用就把它关起来了。
And if we do not need them, we'll turn the lights off.
那如果我们每一个人都是一盏灯？
If every one of us is a light,
每一个人肉体的生命都是主耶稣的灯。
If every physical life is a lamp of God,
那今天主耶稣为什么还让我们继续亮着
？So why today would God keep us burning?
应该主耶稣不会浪费能源吧
Because God does not waste electricity.
无论我们这个灯是很省电的或者很耗电的，都是需要用的。
Or he will not waste energy, and no matter how efficient we are.
所以求主点着我们肉体的灯。
So we ask God to continue keeping our physical life light.
第二点。
The second point.
这个灯不单只是肉体的生命。
This light is not only a physical life.
也是属灵的生命。
It is also our spiritual life.
肉体的生命有所表现。
We can manifest our physical life.
什么叫表现呢？
What do we display?
生命有好几个表现。
We have many kinds of display in our life.
第一，
The first,
生命会成长。
We will grow.
这个会堂我十几年前还是来的时候还是那么大，现在没有变更大。这个没有生命的东西没有不会成长。
This chapel was still the same size as I saw 10 years ago. Because it was lifeless, it will not grow.
但是十几年前的小孩子已经变成大学生了，已经变成是中年了，哇，生命就有成长了。
But however, people who have life will grow in age.
啊，生命会成长。
And life will grow.
啊。属灵的生命应该也有表现了。
And this must go for the same for spiritual life.
我们看一节圣经。
Let us turn to Bible verse.
马太福音第五章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 5.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
马太福音第五章十四节，我们常会读到。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 5 verse 14.
五章十四节。
Chapter 5 14.
你们是世上的光，城照在山上是不能隐藏的。
You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden.
人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。
15. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it in a stand and give it light to everyone in the house.
你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们天上的父。
16. The same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
这主耶稣跟门徒讲。
This is what Jesus said to his
disciples. 你们是世上的光。
You are the light of the world.
但这个光有从两个层面来讲。
But this light has two aspects.
第一个光怎么形容呢？
What is the first description?
第十五节这里说，人点灯呢，并不是放在下面的。
Here it says, a person light the lamp and will not put it under a bowl.
你从来没有看到灯放在下面的。
You will not see a light under a bowl.
只有一个情况会放在下面的。
Only one circumstance will this happen.
去电影院里面，那些灯是在那个椅子下面的。
Only when you go to a movie theater, the lights are under the chairs.
看那个电影的一排一排的号码。以前是了，我很久没有去电影院了，现在不知道。
And you'll see the number on the rows of the movie theater.
放下面，上面就不亮了。
And then put it on the bottom and the top will not be light.
这里说什么呢？是放在灯台上照亮一家的人。
Instead, they put it on the stand to give light to everyone in the house.
所以主耶稣讲光，第一个层面是来照亮自己家里的人。
So the first aspect of light is to give light to everyone in the house.
有人在讲。
And some people say.
啊，怎么样知道一个人是不是真的那么好呢？
How do we know whether this person is actually good?
你问谁才比较知道呢？
Who would know him best?
问他朋友吗？
Do we ask his friends?
问他同学吗？
Or his classmates?
问他同事吗？
Or his workers?
可能会知道一点。
They may know a bit about him.
但是不能100%。
But they wouldn't know him 100%.
问谁最清楚？
Who would know him the best?
这个人到底好不好？
Whether this person is good.
问他的家人最清楚。
He must ask their family.
因为家人最了解他。
Because his family would know this person best.
在外面可以穿得很漂亮，很有礼貌。
Outside the house, he may be very polite.
很 gentleman.
And he very be like a gentleman.
看到女生就是 ladies first.
And very courteous to a lady.
回到家里可能是另外一个人呢。
But at home, he may be a different person.
回到家里对太太的态度可能不一样。
Maybe he would have a different attitude to his wife.
在外面都很 gentleman, 在家里就不是什么是门。
At outside, he may be a gentleman, but at home, he would be nothing.
啊，所以问谁最清楚？
So who should we ask to know this person best?
问他先生最清，比较清楚了。
Ask this person's spouse.
问他太太比较清楚了。
His husband or her wife.
问他儿子可能比较清楚了。
Or maybe his child.
问他父亲可能最清楚了。
Or maybe his father.
所以如果他家里的人都说他是好人。
So if his family members say he's a good person.
应该是没有错。
Then it should be right.
啊，所以家里的人要先照亮，这个是主耶稣的道理啊。
So it is Jesus' words that we should light the members of the family.
你要对家里的人好，更好，比外面的更好，更爱家里的人，这是基督的道理啊。
It is the truth of Christ that we must treat our family members better than everyone else.
有一些人对外面很好，很有礼貌，很拼命帮人家，结果家里可能忽略了。
Some people may be very helpful to other people,
所以
but however neglect the family.
我们的光要照先照家里的人。
So our light must give light to our family first.
有好行为先照家里的人，让家里人知道我们的改变。
Our good deeds should be steered towards our family members first.
所以什么是传福音最好的方法呢？
So what is the best way to evangelize?
传福音最好的方法就是让我们家里自己家里先有一个亮光在里面。
The best way to evangelize is to have a bright light within the family.
你看外面是黑的。
If you look outside, it'd be dark.
但是里面是光的。
But inside the family is light.
外面很冷。
Outside it'd be cold.
里面很温暖。
Inside is warm.
如果你站在外面。
If you're standing outside.
你想不想马上进来？
Would you want to come inside? 所以
第二个层面。
The second aspect.
我们看路加福音第八章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章十六节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 8 verse 16.
路加福音八章十六节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 8 verse 16.
同样的记载，不同的角度。
It was the same passage but in a different view.
十六节。
Verse 16.
没有人点灯，用器皿盖上或放在床底下，乃是放在灯台上，叫进来的人看见光亮光。
No one lights a lamp and hides it under a jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, he puts it on a stand so those who come in can see the light.
马太福音是向犹太人写的。
Gospel of Matthew was written for the Jews.
所以对犹太人是一个主要的那个受信人。
So the recipient was for the Jews.
所以强调我们自己家里的都是犹太人的，家里人见到亮光啊。
So he emphasized that in our family we must see the light.
路加福音是对外邦人所写的。
Gospel of Luke was written for the Gentiles.
要外邦人来信耶稣。
That they want the unbelievers to come to Jesus.
所以这里强调要叫进来的人看见亮光啊。
So it emphasizes that the light should be for those who can see it.
所以今天也是这样。
And it's the same for today.
先照亮家里的人。
We must shine the light on our family members.
家里的人感觉我们自己有改变。
So our family members will experience a change in our life.
教会里面的感觉我们自己有改变。
The members of the church, we can feel that we have changed.
这是最好的布道方法。
This is the best way to evangelize.
如果有个慕道朋友来到我们这里，大家都好亲切。
If a friend comes to seek the truth in a church and find that we're all intimate brothers and sisters.
打招呼那个态度、那个眼神都是很真的。
And we're very genuine in our greetings.
今天很多人打招呼啊，每个人都 How are you? 但是到底那个眼神讲 How are you 的时候，他没有想到你是谁。
Often when we greet another person, we'll say How are you? But how genuine is your greeting?
但弟兄姐妹就不一样了。
But as brothers and sisters, it would be different.
你看，如果里面都很温暖的话
，If we see that it's very warm and harmonious on the inside,
进来的就看到亮光了。
The person who come in will see this light.
所以今天关键并不是有没有人进来。
So the emphasis is not whether or not a person comes in.
今天关键是进来的人有没有看到亮光。
The emphasis is on whether or not this person will see the light when he comes in.
有没有看到让他生命可以改变的东西
？Did he see something that will change his life?
无论是一篇讲道。
Whether it is a sermon,
一首赞美诗
or a hymn,
或者弟兄姐妹一句的问安
or it could be a greeting from a brother or sister,
或者吃完饭之后的互相的那个鼓励勉励
or it could be the encouragement after fellowship.
他到底有没有看到亮光
？Whether or not this person sees the light.
今天晚上的聚会
，in tonight's service,
在祷告里面有没有被圣灵的亮光光照了
？Had the Holy Spirit shine the light on us in prayer.
再来看第十七节啊。
Let us look at verse 17.
同一章八章十七节啊。
Gospel of Luke chapter 8 verse 17.
因为隐藏的是没有不显出来的，隐瞒的是没有不显露的，便知道的。
17. For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into open.
隐藏的可能是好的事情。
What is hidden could be a good thing.
有人做好事不喜欢张扬。
A person who did a good deed will not want to disclose it.
但是不会因为你不张扬，别人而不知道的。
But it will not be because you do not praise yourself that other people will not know.
迟早有一天别人还是会知道的。
Someday, one day, somebody will know.
我们不需要担心说啊，我做这个事大家都不知道，都不鼓励，都不肯定。
You don't have to worry that I have done this good deed and nobody affirms me and praises me.
第一，起码主耶稣知道。
The first thing, Jesus will know.
第二，迟早有人其他人都会知道的。
And second, somebody will know sometime soon.
那接下来说呢？隐瞒的事也没有暴露出来的。
And also it says nothing concealed will not stay unknown.
隐瞒的为什么隐瞒？可能是不是很好的叫隐瞒呢
？Why is something concealed? It may not be something good.
问题可能想隐瞒呢
？It could be a problem that is concealed.
但是主耶稣也说，你要盖住，也不会因为你盖住不会跑出来的。
And Lord Jesus said it won't be concealed because you tried to hide it.
纸也包不住火。
A water cannot contain fire.
Paper cannot contain fire.
Paper cannot contain fire.
所以呢，一烧都没有了。
And so when it burns, it will go into nothing.
所以啊，主耶稣，我这里强调啊，要进来的要看到亮光啊。
So here Jesus emphasized that those who come in must see the light.
所以我们自己是一个灯，属灵的灯啊。
And our body, our spiritual body, should be spiritual light.
我们家里也是一盏灯啊，属灵的灯。
And our family should be a spiritual light.
我们的教会也是一盏灯。
Our church should also be a light.
我们看启示录啊。
Let us turn to Revelation.
启示录特别讲到给七个教会的信。
In Revelation, it records a letter to seven churches.
这里说我们看第一章。
Let us look at chapter one.
第一章啊。
Chapter one.
启示录开宗明义第一章就讲到什么是灯台的。
In chapter one, it tells us what is the lamp.
我们看第一章第二十节。
Let us turn to chapter one, verse 20.
论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
Verse 20, the mystery of the seven stars that you see in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands is this: the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
这个启示录是对末世的教会非常大的提示啊。
And here the book of Revelations give us a great foresight.
谁要看的呢？
Who is this for this to see?
神右手中的七个星。
The seven stars in the right hand of the Lord.
还有七个金灯台。
And the seven lampstands.
的奥秘。
The mystery of this.
但是这里圣经自动解释了到底讲什么。
And here the Bible tells us what is this mystery.
七个星就是七个星的七个使者，并不是天上那些飞来飞去那些天使，并不是。
And these seven stars are the seven angels.
使者就是我们，教会里面的工人，教会的信徒。
These are not the angels in the sky, but these are us,
the servants
of the church. 这个
星啊，在神的手中的。
And these seven stars are in the hands of the Lord.
代表神在看过我们，在带领我们。
It represents that God is guiding us and taking care of us.
还有呢，七个金灯台就是七个教会啊。
And these seven lampstands are the seven churches.
所以教会也是一盏灯。
So the church itself is also a lampstand.
这个灯的每一个不同的灯的亮度也有不一样。
And there's different intensity in the light.
所以我们求神帮助我们啊。
So we ask God to help us.
这个外在的灯，外面照亮外面的人，跟里面的人都要照亮。
We must shine the light on our family and also people outside.
我们来看路加福音第一章。
Let us turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 11, chapter 1.
路加福音第一章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 1.
第七十八节。
Verse 78.
路加福音第一章七十八节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 1, verse 78.
我很喜欢这一节。
This is one of my favorite verses.
路加福音第一章七十八节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 1 verse 78.
因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们。
Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven.
要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
79, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace.
这一节圣经并不是我们平常常常读的，但是我们觉得这一节非常好。
We're not very familiar with this verse, but however, this is a very good verse.
如果用两句话来总结主耶稣一生要做的事，就是这几句了。
And these two verses summarize the things that God wants us to live by.
要把神的光带给在黑暗里面的人啊。
That we must bring God's light to those living in darkness.
这里怎么讲呢？
How does it say here?
因为神怜悯的心肠，神很爱我们。
It is because of God's mercy and God's love.
什么叫做光？
What is light?
有怜悯就是有光啊。
If we have mercy, then there is light.
看到一个需要我们的帮助。
If we see somebody who needs our help.
看到我们的需要一个人，我们的关心。
If somebody needs our care.
我们怜悯他，我们关心他。
And we have mercy on him and we care for him.
这个就是把光来给一个人啊。
This is to shine a light on this person.
就是说从天临到我们，愿神的光啊从天临到我们。
And we ask God's light to shine on us from heaven.
这里说叫清晨的日光啊从天上临到我们。
It says by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven.
我觉得这句话很重要，是清晨的日光，并不是黄昏的光啊。
And we know this is the light from the dawn, not from the sunset.
神的光是越照越光的，神的光啊是越来越亮的，是清晨的光，因为清晨的光是太阳越来越升起来，是越来越亮的。
God's light will grow brighter and brighter like the rising sun.
就是说，我们信了主，有没有越来越好，越来越进步
？So ask us, while we believed in Jesus, are we improving and shining brighter and brighter?
有没有越来越谦卑
？Are we even more growing more humble?
有没有越来越有爱心
？Are we even more loving?
有没有越来越有忍耐
？Are we even more patient?
有没有越来越有怜悯
？And are we more merciful?
我们不要变成黄昏的光啊，越来越暗，这样就越来黑暗越来越大了。
We must not be the light from the dusk and being dimmer and dimmer.
所以清晨的光是神的光。
So the light from the dawn is the light of God.
第七十九节啊。
Verse 79.
照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人。
To shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death.
把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
To guide our feet into the path of peace.
光跟平安是绝对有 连在一起的。
There's an absolute relationship between light and peace.
有神的光。
If there is the light of God.
我们自己的行为会改变。
Our actions would change.
我们家里的行为会改变。
Our family would change.
我们教会的越来越好。
And our church will grow.
神的平安就会临在了。
And therefore God's peace will be with us.
所以啊，属灵的生命非常的重要。
So the spiritual life is very important.
啊，光跟暗是相对的。
Light and dark are the two polarities.
有人问什么叫做黑暗？
Somebody will ask, what is darkness?
黑暗本身是独立来说是不存在的。
In darkness, if taught as an individual, it does not exist.
什么叫黑暗？没有光的地方就是黑暗。
What is darkness? It is where there is no light.
所以今天来说，对我们也是一个教训。
So today, it is a lesson for us.
啊，我们不要以为说，哇，我们要犯很大的罪，要杀人放火才是真的在黑暗里面，不是这样。
And we must not mistake that we must commit a great crime or murder someone to be in darkness.
如果我们离开光很远，已经进到黑暗里面了。
If we draw away from the light, then we will be in darkness.
我们对神的事情越来越失去兴趣，啊，跟神疏远了，这个黑暗就越来越大了。
If we lose our interest in God's things and draw away from God, then we have drawn away from light.
所以这个灯啊非常的重要。
So the light is very important.
那我们再来看一点，第三点。
Let us look at the third point.
我们看啊，《列王记上》第十一章。
Let us look at 1 Kings chapter 11.
啊，《列王记上》第十一章。
First Kings chapter 11.
列王记上第十一章三十六节。
First Kings chapter 11 verse 36.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
十一章三十六节。
Chapter 11 verse 36.
还留一个支派给他的儿子，使我仆人大卫在我所选择的立我名的耶路撒冷城里，在我面前常有灯光。
36. I will give one tribe to his son, so that David, my servant, may always have a lamp before me in Jerusalem, the city where I choose to put my name.
啊，这里讲到啊，就是神啊会留一个大卫的后裔啊，来留在犹大国的王位上面。
Here God said that He will leave a son of David as the king.
啊，在神面前呢、啊，常有灯光。
So that He will preserve the light.
所以这个灯也可以代表说，啊，一代一代的传承。
And so this light could be something passed on from generation to generation.
中国人有这个观念，就好像譬如说你有小孩一代传一代，就香灯啊，他们就说这个灯有继续传下去的意思。
And in the Chinese culture, it is like lighting the lamp for the next generation.
但是我们今天不是讲这个。
But today, this is not what we're talking about.
我们每一个人的家庭的灯都要延续下去。
For every family, we must continue to keep the light burning.
就是说，我们的下一代也要有这个信仰。
So we must pass on this light, this faith, to the next generation.
我们进了新的主。我们今天信了主。
And today, since we believed in God,
我们这个觉得信仰对我来说很重要。
We place great emphasis on this belief.
但是问题是说，我的孩子跟我的观念有没有一样？
But the question is whether my child have the same concept as I do.
如果我很热心，
If I'm very zealous,
我的下一代完全对教会都没有兴趣。
And the next generation is have no interest in the church.
我的灯就已经不亮了。
That means the light is no longer bright.
或者是第二代还来教会，第三代已经不见人了。
Or when the second generation comes to church, but the third generation disappears.
所以呢，这个也是不好。
And this is not good.
所以这里圣经用这样形容了：如果有一个人继续在你的王位上面，就是代表灯要继续在延长。
And so here in the Bible tells us that we must keep the light burning from generation to generation.
好，小弟有一个感受啊。
And I have this feeling.
啊，十几年前啊，看到这边的。认识的这青年啊，那时候是小学啊、中学啊，现在已经进入另外一个年纪。所以，等一下如果问我说你记不记得我、认不你的样子，如果讲不出来，不要怪我，因为你们已经长高很多、长大很多、长漂亮、长英俊很多了。
So from 10 years ago, from when I came here, I met the young children here, and now 10 years later, they've grown into different students.、
啊、年纪大的都没有怎么变啊，中年、老年的都没有怎么变，都还认得。但是年轻一代都很多我都不认得了。
For the younger generation, I may not be able to recognize some of you, but for the middle age, I may have to.
所以真的很快，一代又一代过去，一代又来啊。
So it is very quickly that one generation comes and one generation goes.
以前在教会里面跑来跑去的小孩子，可能今天已经在那边领事啊、翻译啊、领会啊。
And for that time when the little children ran about the church, they may be doing the holy work now.
如果是这样的话，教会就很有希望。
If it is so, then this church has hope.
这个灯就越来越亮了。
Then the light grows brighter and brighter.
但是在当时的犹大国呢，信仰一代不如一代。
But at that time, the king of Judah, they did not have this.
大卫很亮。
David was very bright.
所罗门亮到一下，亮到一半都不亮了。
And Solomon grew dim halfway.
他的孩子都更不用说了。
And we would not talk about his child.
到最后，整个灯都拿去了。
And in the end, the light was taken from them.
就像启示录，神跟教会说，你还不悔改，灯台都拿去了，就不用讲了。
And just like in Revelations, God said, you must repent before the lampstand is taken from you.
所以真的是宗教教育，下一代的信仰，一代一代传承下去，真的是非常重要。
So our classes are very important for this passing on of the faith.
但是讲回来，刚刚我们一开始讲了诗篇十八章。
Let us turn back to Psalms chapter 18.
神要点着我的灯啊。
That God must keep my light burning.
不是我很行，我才有办法亮啊。
It is not because I am good that I can keep myself bright.
是神把我点着的。
It is because God keeps my light burning.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
So may God help us all.
我们先来唱赞美诗。
And let us all sing a hymn.
唱赞美诗64首。
Let us sing hymn 64.